Yo, what's going on? It's the homie Mez. You tuned in to Mez Drinks and Chill. I got the homie Gigi in the building. What's up, Gigi?
What's up?
What's going on, man?
Not much.
I've been trying to get Gigi on a podcast for a minute now. It's 10 seasons. She had a podcast, but she stopped doing it, and I've been dogging her about it for a while now. What's up, Gigi?
What's up? What's going on? I'm here now.
Yeah. Finally.
Yeah, everything Gucci.
Appreciate you coming through.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
For sure. Today, we're going to be jumping around, and I got some cards that we're going to start playing with, right? But first, me and you were having a conversation, and like we're talking about time management, right?
Yeah.
So, like, you know, a lot of people procrastinate, and I've been trying to do things to where I don't procrastinate, like get stuff done, right? What's some good things to do, like when you're trying not to procrastinate, or like when you're trying to like manage your day to day? Like, do you have any, like, what do you do as far as like your day to day, as far as managing it?
So as far as trying to manage it, because I used to be a big procrastinator, I put stuff to the side.
Yeah.
And I don't think about like if it's important.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Or not. So the things I kind of try to pick up was trying to like plan things out. So
for the day, for the week, how do you do that?
So I used to like, my problem was, it's like I used to have like a goal, right, that I would just write out. And it'll be like, okay, each, like for the year, I'll be like, okay, like each month I'll try to plan it out. So I realized it's like, okay, like it's not as effective if I was to plan it like,
like shorter terms.
Yeah, like day week to day, week. Or week. You know what I'm saying? It could be like week to week or day to day. So like I try to break it down to like, okay, like what I got to get down during the week.
Yeah.
And then like, and then when I look at the week, it's like, okay, like what, you know, during the days, like, okay, like I know I could tackle this down.
Facts.
So it's like, it's really trying to.
Now I get, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because sometimes if you're looking at stuff that I got to do by November, you'll, it actually gives you time to procrastinate.
Yeah. Cause I used to, what I used to do was make a list and it wasn't in order. Like I'll just like check off like what I did.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I got this done. I got this done. But then it was just like, when I look back at it, it's like, I really didn't see like progress, only because I knew like, I wasn't doing it on a like daily basis or weekly basis. So then it's like I try to change that habit from like actually planning my day throughout.
Smart.
You know what I'm saying? Like
right.
Even from when like you wake up in the morning.
Yeah. Like, so what's the first thing you do when you wake up in the morning? Keeping it real, like, because I know I first thing I do is I go on Instagram.
Bro, yeah, I mean, I think most of the 99% of the people. No, I'm playing,
yeah.
But I'm not gonna lie, I do that too, though. It's
right.
Like the first thing I do, and it was such, it's such a bad habit, because
it is,
the
man.
First thing I do when I wake up,
yeah,
it's like, boom, Instagram,
right?
Like, you know, it's so easy, to, like,
it's right
just to like scroll. It's a habit,
yeah,
like an addiction. Like you just,
it
it's
is
the first
right.
thing, and
nobody wants to admit that it's an addiction.
It's
though.
It's an addiction for
yeah,
sure. Like, oh
fact.
My god, it's so bad. Like, and then it's like, and I try to like tell myself, okay, like I need to change it. Like, you know, like I used to do at one point, I used to play like something motivational, like on YouTube.
Smart. Yeah.
Earl Nightingale.
No, you do that even.
Yeah.
You post stuff on your story sometimes,
oh, yeah.
And I'm like, damn, this shit is like, you do that all the time.
Yeah,
though.
Like, I listen to like Brown Lee. I love Brown Lee.
Okay.
His name is Earl Nightingale.
Uh-huh.
So like, it's called like The Secret. Like the, it's like something like about secret to life or success.
Right.
So like it's a 30-minute clip,
mm-hmm.
and I used to try to listen to it on my way to work.
Yeah.
You know, because it probably take me about 45 minutes to get to work.
That's actually smart.
Yeah. Yeah. So
something that's going to motivate you and keep you upbeat. Yeah.
And so like the thing I learned.
Yeah.
The thing I learned too, right, was that if you listen to something like every day, right?
Yeah.
Like there's always going to be one clip or one part that's gonna like
stick
click
out.
In or stick out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Even though it was the same clip that you listen to like every morning.
Right.
It's just like at that moment, like something will stick out, like you said.
Do you believe in manifestation and all that?
Yeah. Oh, I believe in all of that. Like I feel like if you plan like how you want to basically like
go by your day to day, or like, but just what you want in life.
Yeah, like
do you write it like, down? Do you?
Yeah,
do
I write all my shit down. Really? Like, I feel like you could plan like your destiny out. Like, you know,
I believe that. 100%.
I believe that too. Yeah. So like, you can manifest things. Like if you speak, like I feel like it's important to speak into existence. I so believe it's that. Like, for sure. Yeah. So it's like,
because no matter what religion you are, whatever your belief is, they have some sort of like thinking about it, praying about it, talking about it, speaking it into existence, writing it, all that stuff helps. Mm-hmm. And that shit really be in your head. Like, mm-hmm. and if you play that shit back to back to back in your head, you start, that's all that, that's really what you be thinking about. Yeah. And you'll get to it.
Yeah. So, yeah. And I agree. And that's the thing too, with the, like, I feel like you could have an idea and then jot it down. Then that, with goal. A definite date and,
for sure.
Yeah,
I do that even with my podcast. I'm like, yo, this is season 10, and I'm like, I have to get it out by this time.
So I can't believe it was season 10.
I know 10. A lot of people are like, yo, you did 10 seasons. I'm like, yes, 10 seasons.
Yeah, that's but really it, great. That's
appreciate
good.
It, man. And that. You finally made it 10 seasons later.
Mama, I made it.
Yeah, you made it for sure, man. But no, that's dope, man. Yeah. I really do believe that. Like, it's not as hard as people think. As far as like, once you start a goal. Mm-hmm. That's the hardest part, is starting it, right?
Yeah.
Because I know some people have a hard time finishing it, but once you start, you're more than likely to just keep, just don't stop, and you'll get to it. Like, mm-hmm. But yeah, with this podcast, I was like, man, just, I took a little break, but now I'm just like, I got to keep going. Like, everybody's like, man, yo, what's up? What's up with the new season? Like, you took too long.
Yeah.
But I also started doing like visuals. I started trying to set up my YouTube, which is the measurements and shit.
How was that? How was that?
It's moving. Like, it's,
yeah.
The last video I put up, I had like almost 100 subscribers just off of one video. Like, I thought, sometimes we also overthink things. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, I got to get an interview every time. But then I'm like, yo, it's stuff that happens in media all the time.
Yeah.
And little things like that. Like, so, a lot of times my problem is overthinking things. And people would just be like, yo, just don't overthink it. Just shoot. Just shoot. Like, eventually you're going to make a shot, right? So that's what I've been doing. And then last couple of videos that I've just been putting up, like things that I like, I'm like, well, shit, if I like it, I'm sure somebody else out there is going to like it.
True.
And it's been working that way. Yeah. But speaking of things that I like these games, man. Like, I've been looking at these card games and shit, and I just be going through them. And I think that helps a lot with guests, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I gave you half the stack, okay. And I got half the stack, right?
Okay, yeah.
So you could just pluck them, and then you could pick any one. You can look through them if you want and pick whichever one you want, or you can just go randomly. How you
want to
do it?
I like to go random. I like the surprise.
So do you want to start, or do you want me to start?
Go ahead and start.
All right, I'll pick the first one.
Okay.
All right, so the first one says, when you die, what do you want to be remembered for? Do you want to answer first, or you want me to answer?
I can answer that.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good question to start off with. I always said, like, I always want to leave, like, a legacy behind.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely want people to remember me for, like, what I did and, like, how, like, I touched them in the sense of, like, you know, it could be something small. Like, you know, like, I feel like it's so important for us to, like, I don't expect to, like, be a big influencer
to the whole world.
Right. But I feel like the most important thing in life is, like, if you can, like, touch, like, one person.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's all that really matters, you know? And then what you do in your community, like, you know, it's like
1,000%.
Yeah, I feel like that's really important. So it's, like, it's just, like, giving back, you know? Like, knowing that, like, you know, I know there's people that might, you know, not care or care to remember me. They don't know me. I don't expect, you know, it's a billion of us.
But the people
world.
Who have been around you,
so
I feel you on that. Like, I just want to be known for just being able to help people. That's it. Like, I don't really care about fame or none of that shit. But as long as people who knew me and I've been around, it could be like, yo, he was always down to help us and really, you know, just being solid, like being a man of my word. That's all I could think of. Like,
and happy moments too. Like, facts, I want them to. You know what I'm saying?
We definitely had some laughs.
Yeah. Like, I don't want nobody to cry at my funeral. Like, I don't want none of that shit. Yeah. Like, remember the good times. I hate that, you know? Yeah.
Right. So, all right. So, you pluck one now.
Okay. My turn. All right. So, my question for you is, what's one of your pet peeves?
Bad communication. We might have talked about this in one of the episodes on season 10, but I hate bad texting or bad communication. Like, Like if I text somebody and then they don't respond, or if like if I send you a DM, it could be a meme, it could be anything, and then you just see it and don't respond. Mm-hmm. Like that's one of my biggest fucking pet peeves. Like
yeah,
I hate that. And anybody who responds, like if you send me something or a text message or something, I'm either gonna say okay, I'm gonna give you a thumbs up, I'm gonna let you know something.
Acknowledge it. You're gonna acknowledge the fact that you that person.
Me and my Kelly, you know my Kelly, we were having a conversation about how things are dismissive, right? Like so if like let's say I send you a meme and it's funny, it could be any meme, right?
Yeah.
And it shows that it says seen. I'll be like, nigga, you didn't double tap, you didn't see. It's kind of dismissive because it's like, did you see it? Did you really take the time out? Like, why not respond or do something? Like,
I mean, you know, it's crazy. Uh-huh. Okay,
what's one of your big peeves? Yeah, pet peeve.
Okay, my pet peeve.
Oh, my pet peeve is people who don't drink with me on the show. Cheers, nigga. Cheers.
Hey, man, right. Babysit. You don't like me babysitting. Okay. So my pet peeve.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to say... I probably got a lot, but not that much.
It could be any. They don't have to be your top pet peeve. It could be just anything, I guess. Like,
okay. I mean, because I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah,
I'm that person. I'm bad at like
texting back and responding. Yeah.
But it's not intentionally.
Yeah,
most of the time.
Most of the people who do that is not because they hate you.
I'm
not
more
because,
of a. I'm more of a like you call me.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. And if we on that level, you can FaceTime me. You know what I'm saying? If we on that level. The meme, like, you know what I'm saying? I could go crazy on the meme, but sometimes, like, you know, but I do be clicking that double like, you know what I'm saying? Just to let people know.
Right.
My pet peeve, people are like, oh, you're too pretty to be doing that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like people, like, stereotype you.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Because of, like, your appearance or what they perceive you to.
But that's definitely, I get what you're saying. I know a lot of. That pretty women who say shit like that, like when somebody, but a lot of times it just be niggas trying to say something just to holler at you, give you a power,
but it's compliment. Like, boy, like,
like I'm trying to lift this fucking box, like, get the hell out my way.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm gonna pluck one. It says, "What important truth do very people agree with you on?" I think a lot of people like I don't like handouts, right?
Yeah.
And people are like, "Well, some people need handouts." And I'm like, "Yes, I understand. Handouts are like." I get they can help if you really need it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you abuse it, it actually handicaps you, right?
Yeah.
So like, let's people who live in Section 8, people who get welfare, like, unless you know how to finesse. Like, if you know how to finesse, if you get food stamps and you still, you know, doing your thing, and but sometimes people get so comfortable with handouts that they don't realize that it's actually fucking you up
mm-hmm.
by you just sitting. Like, if they give you a house to live, like a monthly stipend.
It's just designed for you to like
to not content. Get ahead.
Yeah,
bingo. You said it. But 100%. That's
what. Yeah, it's designed for you because it's, I feel like they do it in a sense where like okay, like you can't have like no dependent as far as like a man in the household.
Oh yeah,
they
there you
can't,
go.
You can't have like you know like or like if you're getting assistant like facts. You know like you know like even with kids nowadays like right like if your kids are getting like assistant or aid right.
No man it's in the
like
house.
You can't. No, like it's not. It's like in a sense where they're kind of controlling. Like
they
the extra income. So like any income that they trying to do is always gonna be like on the side. Like
but some know? People look at that
and
like.
It's, but it's good. You know, it's a good thing because it's like okay, like if you could figure out like a niche and like a something on the side where like you know, but right. it's hard.
But some people
like,
sit in there and be.
But some people
content
are content. Yeah, yeah, like some people they have like a like you know what I'm saying. It's all about that mindset, that goal. Like they want to like get out. Da da. And then some people are dependent on it and they don't understand. Like you know, it's just a it's a trap. If
it
you
is
let
a trap.
It be a trap. It's you know what I'm saying?
Bingo! You hit that right on the head. That's exactly what I'm trying to say.
So.
I mean, we could agree on that one and move on to the next.
Agree.
So you want to pull another
card?
Yeah.
Okay. I like that question. So. Oh, okay. What was your favorite subject in school?
History. Like,
oh, I know that sounds. I hated history. Swear to God, I did.
Man, I loved history. Like, certain stories, I'd be like, damn, this is dope. Like, I loved history.
I love history, but not like school history.
And, you know how they say, like, if you don't know your past, you don't know where you're going type shit. Like, and history repeats itself. So, a lot of times, that's why I loved history. Like, a lot of the lessons that I learned in history. Like, I apply it to life, and it really makes it easy to get through life. What was your favorite subject in English? I mean, in English, in fucking school.
School. Yeah. Okay, my favorite subject in school, I'm going to say, was math.
I hated math.
I love math. Really? Love math. Yeah.
I hated fucking math, yo.
It was my favorite subject.
If you could have any fictional character as your friend, who would you choose and why? If you can have any fictional character as your friend, who would you choose and why?
Damn.
Shit. I mean.
A fictional character.
Yeah. I can answer.
Okay, answer first.
It's Superman or Batman, but it would probably be Superman.
Why?
Because, like, he would just hold me down with any issue I had. But actually, it would probably be Batman because he was rich also. So I would definitely go with Batman. And that sounded like a real thought answer, but but Superman was cool, but Batman, and I actually like Batman better than Superman.
I'm gonna go with like Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
Because like I feel like
she said Ninja Turtles.
And I feel like it's between Raphael and
Michelangelo.
And Michelangelo, yeah. Man.
Those are my two favorites too. That's
They're
crazy.
My favorite. And it's like growing up, it's just like it was just like that childhood like memory.
Michelangelo was always joking around.
Michelangelo was just funny as hell. Like,
and I love pizza. And he loved pizza.
I love cheese pizza.
Facts. Yeah. Me too. Yeah.
I mean, that's this started like like what is it that he like? He anchovies.
Anchovies. Yo, you. Yeah, that's a throwback.
Anchovies. Yeah. Okay. So yo, I just had pizza. I went to Crust Pizza. The Crust Pizza. Have you had that?
Nah.
So good.
Where's that at?
Off of Park Road.
I'm gonna try that out.
Woodlawn and Park Road.
Okay,
it's really good. But yeah, I would say those two characters. But the reason why I say like Raphael was serious, like, you know, he was always determined. You know what I'm saying?
He didn't like playing around.
Yeah,
or nothing.
Like
focused.
You know, and I like that characteristic. You know, there's time to, like, goof off and joke, but then there's a time to like
be serious,
to be serious and like, you know, just in life in general.
Facts,
you know, so it's like I think those two characters balance out, but I it's hard to choose from those two, but yeah. Okay.
All right.
What's something you will never do again?
Parasailing.
You been there?
I never again. Where the fuck is we at? I can't remember what ocean we was at, but we went parasailing. It sounded like, first of all, getting to the boat, we had to get on a banana boat and get to the middle of the ocean. The banana boat was the worst ride I've ever been on in my life. And then we went parasailing. When we got in the air, we was there for like, it felt like 30 minutes, but we probably was in there for like maybe 15 minutes, 10 minutes. But it was the worst thing ever. Like, you're just stuck in the air, just sitting there.
Oh, okay. And the boat is. I think that'd be fun, though.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. I'd never do that shit again.
Hell no, that's not for me.
I'd never do that shit again. What's your dream job if money didn't matter?
I feel like we're all like artists in a sense.
I believe that. Yeah.
I always wanted to like.
We're all good at something.
Yeah, so it's like, I feel like I could perfect my craft if I was like persistent or like actually like went forward with it. I always wanted to like. Write a movie, direct it. I used to want to be an actress. Like, I wanted to took like acting class when I used to like,
I did
go
too.
To Atlanta.
That's great.
Yeah, like, and I remember like the first time I told my parents, like, you know, like telling Habeshaan family that, you know,
African
like
parents,
telling African
that.
Parents that you want to like that your dream is to be an actress or
Come
actor.
They're not trying.
My dad response was like. Oh, so you want to be like Will Smith?
That shit is a dead end to them.
Like, you want to be like Will Smith? I was like, damn, all the time. But I felt like, because like, I feel like we all have like a story to tell.
Damn, the thing, I think probably podcasting, really. Because I really do fuck with it. Like, I love it. I love conversations. I love it. So like, I think that would be my answer.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, my turn. What was your first job?
My first official job was McDonald's. I worked at McDonald's. I went to McDonald's and filled out a job application, and I got the job. Like, I only worked Saturdays and Sundays. And when you first come into McDonald's, they just made you do the dirty work. Like, they make you clean the bathrooms, just the shit that nobody else wanted to do. And I was young. I had to do a worker's permit.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I was like, it's when I first moved to Charlotte. It was the one on Independence.
Mm-hmm.
And Saturdays and Sundays, I would go in there and work. And then the best part of the day was you get one free meal a day.
Yeah.
So I would get the Big Mac combo, and that was pretty much it.
Big Mac. Crazy that.
That shit used to be hitting with that sauce. Facts.
I mean, I still be going there. I'm like, let me get a a cheeseburger with mac.
Yeah, that's what I do. Like, anything, if I ever have a taste for McDonald's and I get it, which is rare, I always get the Big Mac sauce on whatever I eat.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Because I can't go for like a Big Mac, but I can go with, you know what I'm saying, be at a little Big Mac sauce on it.
For sure. Yeah. What was your first job?
My first job really was like...
I think I know what you're about to say too. You don't have to say if you don't want to. You don't have to say if you don't want to.
Yeah. I mean, my first job was like working at the store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every Eritrean in the South probably had like a family member that had their own store.
Yeah. So like, you know, like working at the store, it was cool, you know. I mean it like I feel like working in that in the family business has its pros and cons. Like you know, the pros is like, you know, it's family, it's designed for you to like for it to be passed down to you. But then in a sense it's like, you know, like sometimes like you might butt heads or like, you know, like you're
and
always
it becomes your responsibility.
Yeah. And then you wanna like look for room to grow too.
I ain't gonna lie though, it'd be harder for the girls in the family to put their foot down than the guys.
Yeah. It's different when you're working with family versus like when you're working with regular employees. Yeah. Like you ain't gotta deal with them. Like you can just bounce if you want to. True. Like you're never gonna see them again. Like none, you know. But with family, it's like, oh, like, it's kind of like, damn, I got to stick it out. Like, you know, because it's like, at the end of the day,
no choice,
it's like,
really?
Yeah, you really don't have no choice because, like, family's all you got at the end of the day.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying? But it's like, you still want to choose.
And then you still got to see them when you get home. it ain't like you go home and
why
be
you
like,
come
I
to work?
Right. Like, you can't call out sick.
Yeah,
you can't
call
out
sick. Yeah, what? And then motherfuckers be asking if we open. I'm like, yes, 365 days at the year. Okay.
What is it?
What do you regret not doing when you were younger?
Man, it'd probably be either it's going to sound crazy, but either, I won't even say that one. I would say when I was like 28, right? There was a crib that I was looking at to buy, right? It was like 50,000, right? At the time, it was like when the market was really bad in the city of Charlotte, right? The crib was 50,000, right? Mm-hmm. I go there to try to get it, and then me and the realtor had a little issue. Mm-hmm. And just because of that, I left the crib alone. Mm-hmm. And this was a 3-story condo. The market was really cheap in Charlotte. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, yo, you know what? Fuck this crib. And I just left it alone completely. Like, I just was like, fuck the crib. I'm not going to buy it, right?
Yeah.
Today, that crib is probably like worth 400 grand. Damn. And I could have got it for 50. And I was going to put 20 down on it. Mm-hmm. So I really was going to only have 30,000 as far as a loan. Mm-hmm. And there was just one little problem with it. There was like some leak problem, but he was like, yo, you can add like a little 5,000 onto the top of your loan and get that fixed with no problem. That's not an issue.
Yeah.
But me and the realtor got into a little issue. And then I probably said some things I shouldn't have said to him, like threats and stuff.
Yeah.
And then we had to go our separate ways.
Yeah.
And then that's one of my biggest regrets in life. Where
it's
I was
like, yeah.
Because now that crib is like, Is
it's crazy
I would made
how
my,
like how
wish.
Much house is now like,
big time.
Like you could still get that from your you could ask your bank for foreclosure too because like some of, you know some of the banks owns
for
foreclosure
sure.
too.
A lot of people don't know that you just dropped the jewel.
Yeah, and there's like other programs too like NACA right.
Mm-hmm.
Like for people like for first time home buyers that some people don't know about.
Yeah.
That like if you wanted to buy your home, but like as far as like investing, like you know, I mean nowadays Charlotte's kind of like oversaturated.
It is,
like,
yo. I wish I would have did that shit back in the day. But you just dropped the jewel.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know
because
a lot of people just put their money in the bank and that's all they do is go
and
to
you
the
wanna you want to have a relationship with your bank.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like the bank tellers, the bank managers, all that. Like you know, but at the same time, like you have to do like your due diligence. Like
for
you know,
sure.
you have to do your research. And kind of like set goals, you know, like whether it's like 18 months, whether it's 12 months, 2 years, it's like you want to set like your goals and actually like take away what like is causing 100%. A distraction. Like, you know, 100%. Like if you know, like, you know, you're bad at like, you know, we just talked about like
spending,
you know,
yeah.
So it's like, if you don't have like a budget, if you don't really like, if you're not looking at how much you're spending, how much is going out versus how much is coming in, right?
Yeah.
It's like you're constantly going to be in this hole.
Yeah.
Right?
1,000%.
And you're living like paycheck to paycheck.
That's the worst thing to be living like.
And I hate that. I used to do that. Like it was
I ain't lived paycheck to paycheck since like early 2000s. if you had to relive the same day for the rest of your life, which day would you choose and why? If you had to relive the same day for the rest of your life, which day would you choose and why? You want me to answer? Or
yeah.
You?
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
I think so. When Eritrea got its independence, mm-hmm. I think that day I would have. But I was so young, man. I didn't appreciate that day. Mm-hmm. I remember my pops always tells me the story. Like he woke me up. He was like, "We won the war. We got our independence." And I was mm-hmm. like, "Finally!" And I went right back to sleep. Like mm-hmm. I didn't think. But I wish I could have been in Eritrea for that day. Because mm-hmm. that seems like it would have been a dope day to be there.
Yeah.
But okay. That'd be the only day that I could think of off the top of my head. I'm sure there's probably other days, but that's the first one that came to my head.
Yeah, I can't think of.
Like... Nah, we could go to the next one. You could pluck something then.
Okay.
If you could do a crime and get away with it, what crime would it be? If you could do any crime and get away with it scot-free, what would it be?
Robbing the damn bank.
Oh, God, right? That's what I was thinking in my head right now, too.
If I could plan to rob the bank.
Come on, dog. And get away with it?
Get away with it.
I'm robbing fucking the bank for sure.
All these movies I've been seeing. Like,
that's definitely what it is. Because I know some things might think murder or sell drugs. Fuck that. Man, give me the bank. Give me the bank.
The murder's going to be like in the back of my mind. Yeah.
Oh, that's a good point. That's a good point because you might not be able to live with that.
Can you?
For sure. I mean, it depends.
Like, I'm just saying in a sense where, like, if it, like, out of greed, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's true. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like.
Or sometimes you might be in the right of murdering somebody.
Yeah, I mean,
and
that's,
still
yeah.
be, it still fuck with you. Yeah. You still have a heart. Robbing a bank, you'd be like, fuck.
Yeah, like.
The bank is insured, you'd be
like. Right. People, like, I'm saying, like, in the sense of, like, when it comes to greed, like, okay, like, I feel like.
Nah, robbing a bank is 1,000% the best answer with that. Yeah, and we both thought about it at the same time.
Sorry. But, okay.
You got one?
Okay, who's someone you really admire?
Just one person? It would have
no,
to
it just said, not one person, but like, just in general, who's someone
I would
that
say my parents.
Really...
I'll combine them together because they came out of, the police, get the fuck out of here. That's
Come
crazy.
On, please call 911. <Right. one. laughs>
But it would definitely be in a combined thing. It would be my parents. They definitely, because in most Habesha parents or Eritrean parents or foreigner parents, when they come to a whole new land, and don't have nothing, and then they make something out of themselves and start businesses, and it'd definitely be my parents, 1,000%.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
You agree? Yeah. Especially yours. Yeah. Y'all got a business and all that. Y'all had three gas stations, didn't y'all?
Yeah, we had three, and then we ended up selling two. So we still have, like, the first one that opened up and stuff like that. And because the thing about it is, like, we're, like, I mean, most parents in general, right, it's, like, they want, like, the best for you, but they can't make that decision for you. So it's, like, as much as, like, they want to, like cripple you and, like baby you, right? It's, like, you have to, like grow your wings
you
out. You know what I'm saying?
A lot of kids don't do that, though. They feel like they just stay under the
roof. Yeah, and people take advantage. It's different when you take advantage of somebody versus take on an opportunity. Like, you know what I'm saying? If somebody gives you an opportunity, take it.
Take it, yeah, hell yeah.
Especially if you need it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Don't even, like, put your ego on the way. Like, your ego, like, in the way. Take that, like, that opportunity if it's meant for you. But, like, you know, like, our parents, like, kind of, like, plant that out for us. It's, like, you know, like, that structure of, like, family.
You definitely got to,
like,
break
you know
out of it, though.
Yeah.
For sure. We got to break out of it. Is it me or you?
You.
It's me. What's the last thing that you bought for under $50 that you love and use often? What's the last thing that you bought under $50 that you love and use often? Why are you giggling like that? I can't think. What the fuck did I buy for under $50? that I use often?
That
I can't
use
remember.
Not play.
Huh?
No, I'm joking.
What did you say?
No, I was like, did I used to you? But I was just playing. Okay, but
we can skip this one because I'm gonna pick another one.
Okay, because
I can't think of nothing under $50 that I bought. I'll pick it. If you could solve one problem in this world, what problem would it be? I would say world hunger.
Okay, I like that one.
You like that one?
Yeah.
So we could go with that one, and then you pluck something there over there.
Yeah.
I like that. If we agree on something together, we could just go to the next card.
Yeah. I just gave, we just left for that pizza spot.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw somebody that held a sign. It was like him, his wife, and like kid. And I asked my nephew, I was like, you know, do you want to take this food home or you want to, like, you know, give it away?
And what he say?
He's like, give it away. He's for like, real? Yeah. So I try to, like, I want him to.
How old is he?
He's eight. He'll be nine Monday.
That's dope for him to think
so
that.
So I want, like, you know, a lot of times people be afraid to, like, you know, like, give a handout. But it's like, no, but you know, but you don't know that position.
The
like,
fact that he's 8 years old and he's already. Most 8 year olds are going to keep it. They're going to be like, yo, fuck that. I want my food.
Yeah, what? They want to eat food.
I'm a nigga. I think about keeping my own food, let alone an 8 year old. But let's see. What else? Is it, you got one or you want me to put? Because I got a bunch of cards over here.
Okay.
All right. You got one?
The book you have read recently that you would recommend and why?
Ooh. The Four Agreements would probably be the last. Well, it ain't the last book I've read, but it's definitely the one I would recommend. The Four Agreements. Mm-hmm. Because one of the ones that it's like the biggest thing that I've learned in life that's the easiest, don't take things personal.
Yeah.
Right? Sometimes we spoke about that's crazy. This keeps coming up. So it must, anybody who's out there that's listening, read The Four Agreements. If you got to listen to the audiobook, whatever, The Four Agreements. Lewis something, I can't remember his last name, but like it's helped me so much with it as far as the, one of the rules is do not take things personal, right?
Mm-hmm.
It could be anything in life. Somebody cuts you off, somebody says something to you, curses you out. A lot of times we take things personal, like how he gonna play me like that?
Yeah.
Who the fuck is he talking to me like that?
Yeah.
It don't got shit to do with you.
Yeah.
A lot of times motherfuckers be unhappy. It could have been they could just argue with their wife. It could have been they argue with their kids. It could be, it's so many things. A lot of times, the last thing it be about is about you.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Like, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
I get what you're saying.
So not taking things personal is, like, one of the biggest things that's helped me out in life. Like, mm-hmm. And that shows you how to react to somebody.
Yeah.
Like, you come in here and be like, do this. Blah, like, if you start barking, I'm like, damn, she might have been having a bad day.
Yeah, because it's not about you at the end of the day. Like, you know, it's like, you got to take things at a perspective. Like, okay, like,
yeah,
like, this person day to day life, you know what I'm saying, or mm-hmm. their reason why they acting like or coming like to you in this
manner or like this what about the book?
So this book that I recently read was called like The Power of Now, right?
Ooh.
And it's called it. I
that
forgot.
Sounds dope. I got
it. Yeah. I went to like the bookstore. It was like with a friend of mine, and we just randomly went to like the bookstore.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just picked that. I picked out this book that he recommended me reading. And then The Power of Now is like basically like just like being like in that present moment, you know? And like it's really like you're controlling like your emotion and how you act,
same scenario,
exactly. Right?
Yeah.
So, and I think it's a good book. Like, I mean, there's plenty of books out there that's like really good. Yeah. To read, but
The Power of Now, like, and even just the title, like,
Of The Power of Now, mm-hmm.
like, literally, there is no time like the present, right?
Yeah,
because we're not promised the future. No. The only thing we promise is right fucking now.
Yeah,
so make the best of right now.
And like, what makes you happy? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you create your own destiny. You create your own, like, you know, your journey in life. You know, you control like your atmosphere and
as of right fucking now. Mm-hmm. You know, one thing we got Sci-Fi in common who was. Producing both of our podcasts.
Shout out to Sci-Fi.
You know what thing he always says that always, like, I always think about? He's like, yo, today, right now that we're in this room, a lot of times people don't understand this might be the last time we could see each other. This might be the last time we talk to each other because you might get up and move somewhere else right now, go to Florida. But just, he always says, live in the fucking moment. Like, he always says, like, enjoy now, like he's really big on that, and that really stuck with me. That's one of his things that he always sticks
to. I love that, and I agree too.
I agree too, right?
Because you can't control, like, we
can't change the past, and we can't control the future in a sense,
In a sense, where like it's like if it's out of our hand, we can't really control it too.
I don't like that one. The fuck was that talking about? Some of these cards be if you could go back in time, what would you tell your teenage self?
Say it again.
If you could go back in time, what would you tell your teenage self?
If I could go back in time, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would tell my teenage self to tell her that everything's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Not to put so much pressure on you, right?
Yeah.
prioritize like your goals set, you know, like your beginning and end goal, right?
Yeah.
And just like live for the moment, like live for now, like don't try to like overthink stuff, right?
Yeah.
And then don't live with regrets, like learn from your mistakes.
Yeah.
Because I feel like everybody.
I like that. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like we all make mistakes. We're not perfect. We're not meant to be perfect.
Yeah.
Right. And then we have like our own ways, but as long as like, and just like, you know, like even when you're younger, like I don't expect you to hold yourself accountable. Like when you're older, I feel like you could kind of hold yourself accountable because it's like, as long as you acknowledge it, I feel like we're always going to make mistakes regardless.
Sure.
Even
sure.
when we're in that, like, when we get older.
Yeah,
like,
you know for what I'm sure. saying? It don't stop. Mistakes don't stop.
Like,
yeah.
you know, but it's just more like, you know, like not like holding it, like holding that against you, but just like moving on and then like just growing. Like we all have to deal with growth. Some, you know,
I like that.
Yeah.
I think I would tell myself you were right.
Yeah.
That's what I would tell myself. Yeah. You were right. Like a lot of times I second guess myself or I would what other people were telling me, like, cause sometimes you know the answer, but somebody will tell you like, you tripping, bro.
Yeah.
And you're like, damn, I don't feel like I'm tripping, but somebody else is, you know, what they might put on you will feel like I might be tripping. Even because
go with your first instinct.
Go with your like fucking your gut instinct.
Yeah.
I think I would tell myself you were right, bro, the whole time. You were fucking right. Yeah. And thank God you stuck to your guns. Because at the time,
you don't want to second guess yourself.
And there's no worse feeling than saying, like, knowing you were right and then listening to somebody else and then realizing, damn, nigga, why the fuck did you listen to them? They were wrong. Yeah. You knew it and you still went with the wrong answer and you knew it. So I would tell myself you were right back in the day. So I fuck with
that. I like that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So we're going to pluck one more each and then we're going to end the show.
Oh, damn. Okay. Yeah.
This shit flew by, right?
Yeah, it did. It did. I like it, though.
So you going to come back?
Car game. Yeah, I definitely. Like, man. Okay, GG. Listen. Matt's been asking me. Like, he asked
Tell
me,
the
like.
Truth.
He was like, oh, like, you know, would you want to do podcasts? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, be a guest. I was like, yeah, sure.
Because like, you speak openly. So, like.
I do.
My favorite people to talk to are people who don't mind talking from the heart.
Yeah.
Anytime I've ever had a conversation with you.
And I appreciate that, too.
For sure.
Like.
You honestly, and your brother are like that. Simon,
I fuck with Simon.
Because anytime you talk to him, he doesn't care what's going on around him.
No.
He's literally living his truth.
Yeah.
People like that, they're rare to find. And I appreciate those type of people.
Yeah.
So I just want to let you know that.
Yeah, I appreciate you.
For sure.
Yeah.
I want Simon on the show too. So if he hears this episode, Simon, if you don't come on this fucking season 11, it's up after your wedding.
Simon, I'm telling you, like, just like, in general, he's so funny, right?
No,
and then he's authentic too, right? Man, he's and he's just hilarious.
He
just
is endurance. Funniest like, if nigga you think ever.
He's funny, like you know, people think I'm funny or like this is the way I tell stories is funny, but I'm on a got off assignment, yeah. But
Simon,
he's on a different
I gotta
level.
Have
like
a podcast.
Yeah, he had my stomach hurting.
Pull a card.
Let's see.
You gonna pull one, and I'm gonna pull one. You can look through them if you want, and see which one you like. This one says, what is a mistake people often make about you?
Oh, like she's shy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, and.
Because you don't.
I'm not. For those who know me, I'm not shy. Right.
But they have to know you. Right. So when you walk in the room, you're not going to talk to nobody. You're not going to. You're very like. I ain't gonna like. It's so
I try
weird
to be
because
observant,
but
like,
you're standoffish.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's not in a bad way.
In
it's
a
like,
bad way. It's not like in a bougie way. Like, I don't like. Like I
that's
feel
my
like,
problem too.
Yeah.
So that's why I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
People think I'm standoffish or like I'm not easily approachable.
I think it's an energy thing too, right?
Yeah.
And then like how you carry yourself and how you approach yourself.
But once somebody talks to you, you're very open. You're very approachable.
I'm open,
you're very nice.
Yeah. I might be shy in the beginning, and it's true. But it's like
that's a misconception.
Like,
people think just because you're shy, people think you're being bougie. But it's like,
and I say that all the time. Like just because I might be shy, like when you first meeting me, like don't get it twisted. Like you know what I'm saying. Like I got a crazy side too. But you know what I'm saying. I'm not gonna like bring it out. Like in the it depends on the time and place where
True.
We at.
Yeah, for sure.
All of that. You know, so it's like.
Right. If you could change one thing about the way you were raised, what would you change?
Bruh, did I have that question? You said what?
If you could change one thing about the way you were raised, what would you change? I'm going to answer them. It would be about college being mandatory.
Oh, my gosh.
I would
find, Oh, my God. Did you went to college or?
I did. I got my associate's degree, and then I went to UNC Charlotte.
Yeah.
And then I was paying for that out of my own pocket. But then when I saw how much I was paying a year, I was like, yo.
Man.
F college. I was like, yo, forget. And I remember having that conversation with my pops, and he was beyond livid. I was like, yo, pops, I'm not doing this no more, dog. Like, I'm not doing it. Like, I'm cool on college. Like, I'm going. If I could spend this a year on college, I can pretty much put it to my business. But that's also, it goes hand in hand to that conversation earlier about what I would tell myself back then about being right. That's what I was thinking about.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Because
I was right. Like, I was like, I'm good with school. Like, I'm done.
And yeah, I was the same way. Like, out of, like, most of my friends, they all went to college. And I was like, okay, that's cool. And I remember I went to community college. It was cool. Yeah, right. Yeah. And I transferred to, like, I went to UNC Charlotte. I felt like maybe I'm not meant for this, right? I'm used to, like, trying to pursue something, and if it don't work, I'll stop, right? Yeah. And then I'll try to attempt it again. Like, I know in reality, a degree doesn't define, like, my destiny, my success, my journey. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, if you plan how you see your future, right? And you're consistent with it, right? And you're becoming, like, the man that you want to be or the woman that you
want to be.
Be and stuff like that. So it's like.
Nah, 1,000%. I agree.
So let me ask
y'all one more last question. And we can wrap it up here.
If you could live in a sitcom, which one would it be and why?
A sitcom?
Yeah. Ooh. I mean, I feel like we had the best sitcom. Like, I don't.
Which one's it? Down. For sure. Our generation?
For sure. Our generation had the best sitcom. I don't know about this one.
It would be either Curb Your Enthusiasm or Fresh Prince.
What? What's the first one?
Curb Your Enthusiasm with Larry David. That? Oh, I'm gonna put you on to a show. It's called If Anybody. But I like awkward, like, because Larry David is literally me, and like the way he sees life is how I see life, right? Mm. So it's called Curb Your Enthusiasm. It's a very popular show, right? But if we're gonna go with like black sitcoms, I'm gonna go with Fresh Prince or Martin. One of those, Martin or Fresh Prince.
I was gonna say Martin. I love like Martin. Sitcom. I felt like it was just like a classic.
For sure.
And it was just like, I don't know, like it was just like Will Smith had like more of a like a family structure. Like I felt like
that's why I felt
when he looked
it.
At it, like you know what I'm saying? Like it was just like every family household could relate, right? And then it was like the one episode I remember when Will Smith, it was like the last episode.
Don't make everybody me cry. Because that's the only episode. Cry. The only
and
time I
remember
ever cried
he
watching
said,
TV.
Like, literally, I remember he said, it's like when I first came in, I was a relative. Throughout the years, like, you know, like y'all became family to me.
Right.
And I remember Uncle Phil told Will, was like, you will always be my son. Like, just make sure, like, you pick up that phone. Like, Fresh Prince was good. But Martin had, like, it was like on the top of my
shit.
Yeah, funny.
That's
and I feel
up.
Like. Something we can
but yeah, that's another episode of Measure Drinks and Chill. Gigi, you gotta come back, man. This is a good time.
Thank you for having me.
For
I
sure.
Love this.
For sure.
Yes, it was.
Where can they find you? Is there any way they can find you, or are you still discreet? Like how you we can end it just like this if you don't want to be found.
I mean, first of all, I keep my page public. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you might as well. It's the internet. But you could definitely find me on Instagram.
And
Real Boss G Thing.
There you go.
And I do have Facebook, but I really don't be on it, so there's no point.
You got to be 45 and up to get on Facebook. That's how I look at it.
It's like 45 and up.
But I'm Mez Drinks and Chill or Mez Black Label. And that's another episode of Mez Drinks and Chill. I appreciate y'all listening. We out of here, Gigi.
Peace and love.
Peace.